Good morning, everyone.
Good morning!
This is a little bit different than normal, but I decided, you know, why not do it for Tuesday? I was not going to ask, so I did. This month, we're talking about Simcha, and I just don't want to start off with a question. Like, every Jewish good thought starts with a question. What's the hardest mitzvah to do? What's the hardest mitzvah? Shabbat, maybe saying brachot, or, you know, basic stuff, you know, the day-to-day stuff. But to me, I think the hardest thing to do is to do every mitzvah with simcha, with happiness. That's the hardest thing for me to do. Right? Let's be honest. It's some days, as I say, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you're upset, you don't want to do something. You know, it's hard to say, you know, brachot hashachar with a little bit more kavanah, a little more happiness. Or maybe it's a little bit hard to daven with a little more happiness, right? I was zochel last night to learn with Rabbi Zakheim, a sefer from Rav Shimon David Pinchas, and we went over a section of it. The book is about gates of prayer. And the thing we went over last night was preparing for davening, right? He said that when it comes to davening, a person should prepare to make their davening reach an extra level. And I think you can also compare that to simcha. How do you prepare for simcha? It's not like you can say, oh, I'm happy now, let me put it in like the simcha jar and save it for, you know, the next few hours later. Last month, the rabbis talked about being thankful, you know, gratefulness. And that, in my opinion, is the preparation to being happy, to being having simcha. If you look at davening, right, the first thing you do when you wake up, moda ani, thanking Hashem for giving back your neshama. Then you have netilat yadayim, asher yatzah, you know, thanking Hashem that your body works, right? Then you have thanking Hashem that you can differentiate between day and night. Your whole day is starting with thankfulness and gratitude. And when you start with thankfulness and gratitude, you're going to have a more positive view of the world. You know, we have it in class, in psychology class, you know, attitude of gratitude. It's every single day, you think of something you're grateful for. You did it also in 10th grade, with our exact time. Thinking of things that you're grateful for bring you happiness. And he says, in Rav Shimon David Pinchas, he says that you only daven for about, let's say, 2 hours a day. You know, an hour for Shachrit, 25 minutes for Mincha Maariv, and because of only 2 hours. So you should spend about 20 minutes to learn about davening. But for Simcha, you know, being happy for doing everything, you should be grateful every moment of the day so we can have Simcha and be happy for every moment of the day. So I just want to leave off with, we should all have simcha, happiness, for mentally, spiritually, physically, for our day, for many, many days, and have a good day.